everybody. Welcome to Actively Begging, a podcast where we debate funny topics. I will kick us off this week. I am drinking a Midwest favorite, a vodka water.
What?
And that's right. It is what it sounds like. Vodka with water. It became popular with women in the Midwest.
That's weird.
It even started in the Midwest.
Super weird.
Seltzer water makes people's stomachs feel bloated, and it's seen as healthy out here. It is with Kirkland vodka, which is the Costco substitute for like Grey Goose. So yeah, I'm living my best life out here.
Nice.
How you doing, Steven? What do you got?
Oh, I'm doing great today, Jake. I'm feeling classy today, actually, bringing out, I think this is the first Actively Begging ever where we drink wine on the podcast. I'm drinking wine, a little red wine, a little Cabernet. Where is this from? This is from, I think, California Cabernet.
Yeah. Give us a brand.
Carson Ridge. Carson Ridge Cabernet. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty much not. There's only one real wine I know about, and that's the El Toro, right? Is that what it's called? What's that Chilean wine called? All right, never mind.
We're all shrugging, by the way.
I look at them and they're just like, I don't know. Oh my God. What are you drinking today, Tom? Are you drinking the exhaust fluid that comes out of the AC unit? Because that's kind of what you're doing
today. All right. Had a long day at work. On the way home, I stopped off at the liquor store. I picked up one of my favorite, the sweet Mexican nectar, Herradura Añejo. One of my favorite tequilas, splurged a little bit because of last week's Jim Beam fiasco. I didn't feel too good the next morning, that's for sure. And guess what I grabbed on the way? Had to make up for the past couple weeks, so I picked up Powerball ticket, and I paid $6. I bought three tickets.
$6. Wasted
money. I am feeling great today. I am pumped up to be doing this podcast.
There you go.
Thank you, Steven.
Good luck,
Tom.
You
are my first call when I win, and we fly out to Vegas in that PJ. Jake, you can come, but I will buy you a ticket, coach.
I'll be there.
By yourself.
I will not take your free ticket, and I'll buy my own. Like, this is fucking bullshit the whole time.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be singing a different tune when you actually do win. Jake's going to be like, hey, Tom, can I borrow $100,000 to go gamble?
So listen, guys, I know that Steven had homework, and he promised you that he would watch John Wick, but how he promised.
No, I never promised anybody anything. All I said was, I'll check it out. I would check it out. I had a busy week.
Is that not a promise? Sounds like your word saying you would watch it.
Yeah, I would watch it. I didn't say by next week. I just said I would watch it, and I have not yet watched it. One of these days I'll watch it. Honestly, it's not on any free resource for me, so I find it very hard to rent a movie, even though, meaning, like, it's not on Netflix. It's not on Amazon Prime. I'm not about that. I know people have that Amazon. Oh, what do you call that? The hacked Fire Stick? The Fire Stick?
Yes, Steven.
I'm not about that life. But
side note, out here in suburbia of Illinois, they still have Family Videos, which are the equivalent of Blockbuster.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Still open, in business. And it's actually fun as hell to like go, like, see what videos are available to rent. Or, you know, anything that's not on Netflix. It's all, like, things that just came out of theaters. So.
I missed those.
How are they still
in business?
Would go?
You wouldn't go?
I don't know. But the funny part is,
no, you don't miss them. Yeah. You do not miss
it's
them
so
at
fun.
All.
There was nothing
so
better than
dumb.
As a kid
we're done with those.
Showing up
as a,
and be
as
like,
a society,
I want to rent a video
we're done
game
with those.
This week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
video game section.
Back when you couldn't get it digitally, it was really cool. But now that you get it digitally, you're good to go. You don't need to go anywhere.
Not at all,
especially leave
man.
Your house. Fuck that noise.
It's a thing, though. It's like a thing to do. It makes it a night.
All you're going to do is just walk to your car, drive, go get the video game, drive back when you could have literally just pushed three buttons on
your remote.
It's
about, like, let's see what they have. Oh, I played this game. Oh, this is a new game that came out. Let me check it out. And you get to test it out. Where do you get to see? You don't get to see fucking, you don't get to try games out anymore. They have these bullshit demos that they used to. I don't even see them anymore. Now you just go online, you watch a YouTube video. Oh, maybe I might like this game, maybe I won't. Gone are the days of being like, yo, that box looks sick, let's play it. That's why I found Phantasy Star, man. One of our favorite games of all time.
Even the movies, though. It's just exciting, you know, going there, having all these selections.
I'm freaking out over here. Yo, there's like nothing I find so redundant and dumb than going to a fucking video store in 2019 when you could get it all of that online.
No appreciation for the little things.
I have appreciation for the little things. I love going to Blockbuster as a kid. I was all about it, but you know what? You grow up and things change. Now I'm excited to not go to Blockbuster and be able to get it on my TV.
Except you couldn't even get John Wick, so.
I could have gotten it. I just didn't want to pay $5 to watch it. Like, I just was like, eh.
I mean, if you had a family video near
you,
you
get it,
definitely,
but you still have to pay to rent it. And I could have done that too. Amazon Prime has it.
But you didn't.
The funny part about these family videos is they've been posting signs all over them being CBD oil sold here in like conservative Illinois. So you're trying to pass
could
family
you imagine
video
buying
like,
weed at Blockbuster?
Selling CBD? What the fuck?
What's CBD? What's CBD oil?
It's the part of cannabis that doesn't make you psychedelic. It just calms you down and relaxes your nerves. So you can like
it's like a vape thing?
You know. No. It's an oil.
No, it basically like it's like pressed hemp. It doesn't like have any of the THC or whatever in it, from my understanding.
Well, I'm gonna kick this off. This is not my main topic. But
whoa, are you hosting? I don't think so.
No. I'm gonna kick this off because there's something we need to discuss that is just silly that's happened over the week. There is a discussion about whether or not if you cut somebody with a lightsaber, if there's blood or not. And
oh my god.
This is such a bullshit thing. Like how, first of all, I don't know. I don't even remember how this discussion came up, but the scene of Darth Vader cutting Luke's arm off, basically I said something along the lines of like, oh, there will be blood, and sent that gif. And Tom's like, oh, there's no blood in that. There's no blood in that scene. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He cut his hand off. He definitely had blood. It's just PG rating and they're not going to show the blood. And fucking Tom was like, oh, it's a cauterized because of the lightsaber, blah blah blah. I don't fucking care. Listen, this is not the debate. I'm not going to stand here and sit here for an hour, but it doesn't matter. Even if you cauterize it, there's still, you're going to visibly see blood. If you cut off an arm, even with a very hot blade, you're going to see
hey,
blood
Steven.
Somewhere.
Hey, Steven,
I agree with
wrong.
Jake. You're wrong.
You're such an asshole. But if it's all right with you, Tom, I'm gonna actually extend this into my question.
Whoa! Why, Tom? I'm hosting this bitch.
Oh shit! That's right. Jake's hosting today.
Nah,
Jake,
fuck you. We're going right to Tom. Tom, you can start this one.
Okay. Before I even start this, I'm gonna come back to this right now, because how many Star Wars movies have you watched? Anakin Skywalker gets his legs and arms chopped off. There should be blood gushing everywhere, and there's not. Okay.
I'm not talking about blood like gushing. It's just like it's there. Like you can see the blood. It's just cauterized. It's just blood.
No, it's fucking. It's evaporated off. That's it. It's cauterized.
It doesn't evaporate
sealed.
Off. That's
yeah,
not
it's
what
way
happens.
Too hot. It's evaporated.
What,
it's done.
What do you think? A lightsaber is a magic stick?
Oh my god, we're gonna get. You are gonna get. Trolled so hard by all of our listeners that understand Star Wars, and I don't feel bad for you at all.
That's fair.
All right, so segue into your question then. Segue in.
All right. This is going to get way worse. My question's way worse. So this actually got me thinking about, you know, Star Wars movies, etc. And I honestly have come to the conclusion that I don't get the hype of the first three movies, and I really like, I think they're all good movies. I think they're all in the same range. But really the debate here is, to me, is that all Star Wars movies are basically on the same level of just good movies that you can watch. And I'm a Star Wars, I love Star Wars. I mean, you guys know I watched back when they had Blockbusters and, you know, a VHS sitting there. And I would literally go up and, you know, I watched A New Hope and it literally changed my mind. And I was like, holy shit, like sci-fi is my thing. And ever since then, I've been all about sci-fi. But the first three movies, going back and watching them, they're not that great. And the first, meaning the episodes 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, and 3, I watched when I was younger. Obviously, I'm 31 now. So when did they come out? Like 2000-ish? So what is this, 19? Oh, the math there. I regardless, I think the first three are as good as the episodes 1 through 3. And I still think that the movies that are coming out now are as good as any other of the movies.
Tom, you were going to say a topic? Why don't we just jump right into this?
Listen.
Steven, I know I'm going to catch a lot of shit
trolling
for this.
You right now, both wearing our Jacksonville Jaguar shirts. I'm not. So I yes. feel obligated to answer Steven's question. So, Steven, while I don't disagree with you, I think that episodes 1, 2, and 3, specifically episode 3, gets a bad rap, because I think Revenge of the Sith is actually really good. Episode 4, A New Hope, I mean, that kicks it all off. It's the beginning. But Empire Strikes Back is exceptional. It's very, very good as a movie.
I agree. I think it is a very good movie, but I went back and watched them all, and it literally, when I watched it, I wasn't going like, oh my God, that was amazing. I just was like, oh, that was a good movie. Like, I remember it being a little bit more spectacular when I was a kid, as things are, you know, when you're a kid, you think everything is amazing. But you know, as you grow up, you see that things are a little bit less amazing. And I walked away feeling that it was a good movie. Definitely, you know, top 5 series, especially Empire Strikes Back. I love that movie, but I don't put it at a higher pedestal, at that much of a higher pedestal than the rest of the movies.
You better at least put it more than the newest ones.
See, I like the newest ones. I don't get why people are freaking out about. Yeah, I thought it was fine. Like, people are freaking the fuck out. I think the way they killed Luke, spoiler, wasn't the best, but you know, listen, the rest of the movie I thought was fine. People are freaking the fuck out about it.
It was an Interstellar speed chase that was going like 2 miles an hour the entire time.
So what? You could say the same thing. There was no plot. You could say the same thing about literally any of the other Star Wars. Like, literally, they were the fucking Death Star took like basically that whole movie to try and blow up Alderaan. Like, that was the whole entire fucking movie. It was trying to blow up a fucking moon with only thing on there is the fucking Ewoks. You know,
it's not really even close. The Alderaan is not the same thing as where the Ewoks live. All right.
That's not Alderaan?
Oh my God. No, that's Endor. And that's
Endor. Okay.
And that's Return of the Jedi. Go. And Alderaan is the fucking planet where what's her name is from, Princess Leia, and that gets destroyed in the very first movie by the Death Star.
Yeah. Even that, in you could say things like even how Luke destroys the Death Star, about how you just like he just fucking fires two missiles and this gigantic moon fucking spaceship dies when you fire two fucking missiles into that thing. The whole series is very shaky
on
everything.
Did you not see Rogue One?
Yeah, I saw Rogue One.
Yeah, the whole plot of it is about the guy that built the Death Star and how he built that flaw into the Death Star. Purposely.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're talking about like being realistic and looking at the realism of or watching a speed chase or whatever, like you said, the whole movie was just about watching two ships chase each other. It's like that's on the same level to me as watching a fucking gigantic moon spacecraft and literally not being able to find the one weakness in this thing. Like, nobody knew about it? Are you serious?
No,
like,
that's only so one person knew about it, the guy that created it. And the plans that he had that specifically showed where the fucking the weakness was given to the rebels and to Princess Leia, and then was given to all of them and Luke and Han, and they were all able to see it, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
All right?
I understand that. I'm not disagreeing in the plot. I'm just saying that's just as of an escape of a plot as fucking having two ships chase each other the whole movie. That's all I'm saying. I think they're all good movies. And I think that movie, I forget the name of that movie, the one where they go and get the Death Star plans. That movie had probably the best scene.
Rogue One?
Rogue One had the best scene out of any other movies, which was at the end when Darth Vader's running through fucking the rebels and killing people.
Rogue One was awesome.
Yeah. Great movie. And like, that's a new movie and people are upset about that. And I disagree with that. I think I don't see any problem in the new movies that the old movies didn't have too.
Chase, you're shaking your head, you're not saying anything.
So I don't know.
Because you won't shut up. That's
I just was, I was silent right for at least 30 seconds there. Okay, maybe it was like 2 seconds.
Oh, 30 I'm sorry,
take
seconds.
A breath. Season.
Edit
take
it down.
Jake, I join in. All right.
If you take in a factor, and you know, I'm going to leave all the logistics of the Star Wars world aside. For me, it's the plot, it's the twists and turns this movie took, and it was one of the first to do it in, you know, it defined a sci-fi genre that defined the next 30 years and built so many spin-offs and lookalikes to it. I think there's definitely value in it being a first of its kind, but, you know, all the plot twists from Han Solo being frozen in carbon to Leia being Luke's sister and, you know, the trilogy just built on top of itself, and it was a completed thought. Whereas I feel like each of these new movies, even the original, or not original, but episodes 1, 2, and 3, it was very, like, each movie was its own thing, where there was plot set up and then knockdown, plot set up and knockdown. Those original three just weaved into each other in a way that all these new movies just aren't doing. It's just, you know, Disney movies, these ones are, I feel.
How does... What you're talking about making a universe, how do the first three movies separate themselves from the rest of the series?
Because I agree with the series is a gigantic world. Actually matter to the second and the third. Meanwhile, in this new trilogy, you had
episode four, meaning.
Yes, four, five, and six. The things that happen in episode four versus episode six, they relate to each other. They'll actually build on each other. You go to the new movies, you go to The Force Awakens, which wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was a great like beginning to the trilogy. And then what The Force Awakens did was throughout the character development, throughout anything that the first movie or episode, what would it be, seven, built on. So they built up the fact that Rey's parents meant something, threw that out. They had the supervillain get killed in a nothing way. They had the greatest Jedi of all time just like wisp away into the Force after you thought he was going to have a great fight. Meanwhile, he was just like an illusion the whole time. He's the most optimistic Jedi ever, and he's completely fallen and you have no idea why, and it's kind of like a shitty excuse why. And all of these things that were kind of presented to you in the first movie and earlier movies get thrown by the wayside. And that's why the movie is atrocious. It's like, it's just, it's disgusting.
I don't know. Overall, I disagree. I think you could say the same thing about the Emperor dying. The dude is one of the most powerful Jedis in the world, and he just gets thrown down a shaft.
But it fulfills a prophecy all the way from episode one.
Okay, so even so, like, that doesn't... I personally... You're talking about episode four?
No, I'm talking about episode one. No,
episode one, but okay. They were... The idea behind episodes one, two, and three were already established in the 70s when four, five, and six were made.
Still, I still believe that even though you may have a prophecy or whatever, that to me, I don't really enjoy... I did not enjoy the way Luke died. I really didn't. I said that from the beginning. But to me, if you're looking at it from a new person coming into this, I don't think that they would. I think that they would look at the Emperor dying the same as Luke dying. Like, it wasn't a good death. Like, to me, both of them were very unsatisfying. I don't feel like I wasn't like, oh my God, the Emperor is so powerful. Let's throw him down this thing. Like,
no, but Vader is that powerful. And the whole thing about the Emperor's death is it's Vader's redemption. And it's not about the Emperor dying. It's about Vader coming full circle and fulfilling what he's supposed to do.
And you could say the same thing about Luke. Luke is coming full circle. He created Kylo Ren, and Kylo Ren destroyed him. That's another full circle that goes around.
Kylo Ren didn't destroy him. Luke kind of just, like, gave up.
Yeah, but he if Kylo Ren was not evil, Luke would not have to die in that situation. He sacrificed himself for the person that he basically created, the evil person that he created. And that was the whole part of that. That was the whole point of that movie. Were there weird scenes in the new ones? Yeah, I guess there are weird scenes, but there's fucking weird scenes.
What
in
about
all the
movies. That P-head scene? From fucking Kylo Ren with his big body and his little head. Come on. Hey, get Kurt, your cinematography.
There are dumb things, but there's also scenes in the Star Wars universe where it's like what the fuck was
what,
that
like
for?
What,
I don't know.
The first like, cantina scene? That scene is fucking amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Know. Listen, I
will say these newer movies, one scene that really stands out was Han Solo's death. It was got me feeling emotional, whatever. It actually did hit me. They did that well.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't been impressed with these new ones.
Yeah, what about like Supergirl Leia? When you have Carrie Fisher pass away,
God,
you have the perfect
the
opportunity. You have Kylo Ren go down a dark path, kill his mother. But instead, wait, the actress died, but we're going to keep the character alive in the most ridiculous way possible.
Again, I don't disagree with certain choices, but I don't disagree with you with certain choices. But overall, I don't feel like the first three movies were perfect. If you watch the first three movies now for the first time, you would not walk away going, oh my God, these are amazing. You would just say, oh, they're good, like old sci-fi movies. Like, I really like them. And you'd probably go on and watch the rest of the movies and say that they're all good. Like, the reason why everybody has this fucking hard on for the episodes four through six, is because they watch them when they were a kid, and it's basically fantasy. It's all fantasy, and you create things in your mind that are bigger than what the actual movie is.
I disagree.
Same thing as Jaws. Jaws itself is not like, it's a scary movie, but I mean, really, when you're a kid, you watch that movie and it's like, I was afraid to go in the pool with Jaws. Now, if I watch something like Jaws, I'd be like, oh, that was a scary movie, but I'm not like, you know, not going to go in the pool because of it. You know, just when you're a kid, you build things up in your mind. And I think people are way over dramatic about Star Wars and they're really protective about it for no reason. And there have been plenty of times, Tom, where you have said that you don't like anything about these new movies and that you said that you're not going to see the last movie. And Jacob backed me up there. You literally said that.
I can't back you up there. I don't know about that. But we both walked out of that last movie like, what the fuck was that?
Immediately.
Shit?
I tried to rewatch it. I tried to rewatch The Last Jedi. I made it about 10 minutes in and I turned it off. That whole beginning scene with the bombing run was so dumb. So stupid. They ruined Poe's character. Absolutely ruin it.
I disagree. I don't know if Poe was actually a good character to begin with, but
no, but listen, he had an opportunity.
Obviously, I'm not changing anybody's minds.
Hell no.
I just think people, I think especially like our generation, like every kid that watched those movies was like, holy shit, this is amazing. Because it had the same effect on those first three that we saw in episodes 4 through 6 and even 1 through 3 as they're seeing in these 6 through 7 through 9. It's having the same effect that they're building things to be bigger than what they are. And
but
that's exactly what happened.
Understand that
the first
those like those episodes 4, 5, and 6 are still having an impact on people with the limited technology that they use to film it. You know, you can
like,
do so
Tom,
much more with
because,
the technology.
It's because of the actual like Star Wars came out and nobody thought it was going to do well. Even George Lucas didn't even think it was going to do well. Like my point is like people saw it and was like, And
I told
yeah,
you,
it,
I thought
it
that
was revolutionary.
Episode 4 was all right. I thought it was okay.
I'm talking about those movies came out and yeah, it was revolutionary and technically amazing. I guess at the time I wasn't alive when they first came out. But at the same time, all of those things were new to people and especially new to us as kids. And the fact that we build it up in our own heads, make it to be bigger than what they are. And that has an effect on what like it's like literally thinking about Blockbuster. Blockbuster sucked. You fucking went there, you paid a shit ton for a movie, and you had to fucking rewind it, and you put it back. Like, yeah, the experience was cool because when you're a kid, but it's like, if you went...
You remember rewind fees?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those things, like, they're the dumbest fucking things in the world. Like, that was a fucking scam what they ran on us. But because we remember back in the day getting pizza on a Friday night and renting a movie, like, oh, Blockbusters are awesome. No, they sucked. If we still had Blockbusters right now, goddamn it, it would suck.
That's all life. Dude, I'm telling you, I just had the experience and had the time of my life, and it wasn't
you
nostalgia.
Had the time of your life. Now you're gonna go get a fucking
we
card.
We bought candy. we all got together, watched a shit movie that we would have never just turned on Netflix because there's 100 other things on Netflix. What do we do every night now? We spend 7 hours looking at the movies on Netflix and we never pick one. You're just scrolling to find the perfect one. When you're in the movie store, you grab 3 of them and then you're like, all right, let's just go with this one. It's the best option. You made a decision. It's easy. And then everybody just gets together to watch it. It's about the experience. It's not about what's easiest. Life is not about always taking the easiest route. It's about the journey.
Yeah, I get
layers.
That.
Layers.
It's like,
So leave it there.
That's a cop
out.
Come
to Family Video with me.
You should have to do a shot right now.
See, everybody gets a fucking like, everybody gets like a fucking like, oh, like,
no,
what do you call that? Like,
no, it's
white
for
knighting,
Blockbuster.
White knighting against
Star
Wars.
It's not
Star
for
Wars.
Star Wars. It's for Blockbuster.
Oh, I love Blockbuster back when there wasn't the internet and you couldn't just download movies. Yeah, like, that's cool. I don't know. Like,
can I say this? It's so easy for you, Steven, to look back and watch those movies again and fucking say they don't excite you, they don't make you feel the way any other movie today feels, because every fucking movie in the last 30 years has some element, has all the learnings from what Star Wars did and the impact it had on society. There is credit in the fact that those movies were made in the 70s and they set a generational tone on what is quality content.
Yeah.
So for you to compare
that
movie to what's being made in 2019 is not fair. And they did fucking make a landmark movie that changed an entire generation, and we should still be able to look back on it and appreciate it and not say it's not worth anything because there's 100 other movies just like it that were based on
First of all, I never said that. I said that Star Wars is my top 5 favorite franchise. I love it. I will watch it anytime it's on TV. But what I said was that everybody's getting a hard-on and is fucking so, like, going crazy about the first 3. And those were good movies. I like them, but they're just as good as the new ones that are coming out. And I think because of our nostalgia and the fucking everybody wanting to be a kid again, that's why they love the old ones, and the new ones aren't that good. Ask any kid today, hey, what do you think about the new Star Wars? Oh, it was great. I loved when, you know, they're driving the spaceships and the red sand, and Luke was there, and then he wasn't there, and, you know, like, they're kids. They're fucking enjoying a movie. The same thing. These movies aren't made for us. They're made for the general public. They're made for kids to look at and, you know, be amazed. And that's exactly what Star Wars did when we were kids, and it's doing now the same thing to kids.
All right.
All right.
We're just all going to have to agree to disagree right here.
My closing argument is I love Star Wars, and I put them against any other movie franchise, and I'll fucking pick them over a lot of them. So definitely pick them over John Wick, apparently. I had maybe 2 or 3 chances a week to watch the movies, and I just didn't.
Maybe if you had a Blockbuster, you would have.
I'll tell you, if I had a Blockbuster, I would drive past it every single day and flip it off. Like, go
no,
back.
You would drive past it, and you would take pictures, and you would post memes, and you would say, no one, Blockbuster.
And then just Blockbuster. Blockbuster. Just a picture.
Hashtag, what the fuck is CBD oil?
Oh, man.
All right. I'm going to jump into mine. Mine's similar to Tom's previous one about accents, but I've got a list here.
Ooh, I love lists.
Top 10 nations that are expected to have the biggest populations by the year 2100.
Ooh, can we guess?
So, yes, but let me lay some groundwork. I think if you guys get 4, I'll be impressed. If you guys get 5, I'll be really impressed.
All right, repeat it. Top 10 nations that are what?
I got a list of the top 10. I got 10 countries on a list, and they're the nations expected to have the biggest populations by the year 2100.
All right, Steven, I say we tag team this. Let's brainstorm.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's knock out these ones. China, India, those are easy. I mean, what's going to be hard is going to be like the different European ones, but I think Mexico is going to be one of them.
No, it's going to be
US
African nations. African nations.
U.S. has got to be one of them. A top 10 nation that has a top 10 amount of, you know, people in it. U.S. has to be one of them. India, China. Do you agree with those so far?
India, China, 100%.
You don't think maybe U.S. is going to have a top 10? Right now, it's number 3. It's not going to drop 9 spots. And how? I'm sorry, Jake, how many years?
In 2100, so 100 years, basically. 80 years, 80 years. And just a shout out, the source is the United Nations.
So it's a much more valid source than what I ever I had. That like
Big Seven, whatever.
Big7.com.
How do you feel about this, Tom? All right, I think global warming is going to push people away. I think Brazil might be one of them.
Yeah, I like Brazil. I would like
All
Brazil.
Right, I'm
going to
write that down. U.S., I'm going to put an asterisk at Mexico, and we'll see what else we come with. India, China. What else is Middle East? No, Middle Eastern. Are people going to move away from the Middle East? Maybe like a Scandinavian country, like Switzerland, Sweden?
No. Stay away from Europe. I think All just right. stay away from Europe, period.
What about Russia? Germany, Russia?
So, I mean, Russia now, like, they're kind of using all the land, like, little land that they have.
What about Australia? Australia's huge.
Yeah, but there's no land there. I would say Mongolia.
What do you mean there's no land there? There's huge. It's huge. Mongolia. Wow, yeah. Interesting. I guess more Asian country. Mongolia. All right, I'll write down Mongolia. I agree with Mongolia if you give me U.S.
All right, fine. I don't dislike the U.S. So how many are we at right now?
So right now we have India, China, U.S., Brazil, Mongolia. That's 5.
Okay.
You want to go with those, or do you have anything staring out? I'm kind of thinking Canada.
Are we
Canada
allowed to guess 10 and get 5, Jake, or only have 5 guesses?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay,
right, guess 10.
Go for 10.
All right, I want to throw a couple African nations in here.
South Africa. Yeah, that gets pretty temperate climate, I think, right? South Africa.
Yeah, I'd say South Africa. You know, because the continent is so big, I'm just trying to think of the larger countries in Africa. Here, let me pull up a map right now. So the wild thing about Africa is it's been so war-torn that the average age in Africa is something like, it's like 29 years old or something crazy like that.
Oh, yeah.
That like everyone is so young. So maybe let's go. Yeah, like Nigeria or
I like Algeria.
Maybe Algeria. That's all desert, though. That's all desert. I would go Nigeria.
Hmm. Interesting.
Angola, all
right, I'll change to Nigeria.
I would say Nigeria, Angola.
It's going to be like something weird, like Kazakhstan.
Ooh, Indonesia. Definitely Indonesia.
Indonesia? Saudi Arabia is out over there too?
No. Indonesia's like the islands between Australia.
Didn't you play Risk?
No. I'm looking at a map. I'm looking at a map and I see Saudi Arabia. I'm like, that could be something, but it is. There's a lot of desert over there. India was a good one. Indonesia. I don't know. Indonesia. I don't like that one.
What about Pakistan?
No, Pakistan? Nah. So this is what we have. India, China, South Africa, Indonesia, U.S., Brazil, Mongolia, Nigeria. We need 2 more. Just pick one. Pick one, Tom, and I'll pick one.
Okay, Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. And I'm going to go with Mexico. Okay, all right, Jake.
I like it.
So.
Got them written down?
I got them written down, yep.
Yep.
All right, let me say you guys impressed me a bit.
Yes! Africa. I'm telling you it's Africa.
I'm a little sketched out by the Googling happening over there.
No. I literally just did Google Maps.
All I did was look at a map. Yeah. All I did was look at a map.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, Steven, why don't you list? Tell me one, and I'll tell you yes or no, okay. And you just do checks. Or
this was in no order. I just was writing things out. So, Mexico?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mexico?
X. No.
No. Wow. India. That had to be one.
Yes.
China.
Yes.
Okay. South Africa.
Nope.
Yeah, that one was a... Indonesia?
Yes.
Wow, Tom, that was good.
Woo!
I was super skeptical. U.S. USA.
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Brazil?
No.
Ooh. Mongolia. This is a wild card.
No.
Nigeria.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good
Woo!
One.
All right. You.
This one, if this one's it, I was pretty surprised about Indonesia. But Bangladesh?
No.
Ah. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
Let's go.
All right. What do we miss, Jake? What do we miss?
All right. I'll give them to you in order. Number one is India.
Of course.
And their estimate is to be 1.4 billion people, which is 13.3% of the world's population. Number two will be China at like 1 billion people. Number three is Nigeria, 700 million.
Wow. Let's just stop there. What a fucking pick by Tom. Honestly, it wasn't even on my radar. Fucking radar.
Thank you.
Nigeria.
Thank you.
All right, go. Sorry.
Number four, U.S. at 430 million.
Yeah.
Number five, Pakistan, 400 million.
Oh, my God. Wow, Tom, I'm sorry. You should have went with
you. I told you.
You should have went with Pakistan. I just thought it was in the middle of shit. Like all that, those Middle Eastern countries over there. That's just craziness over there.
Number six.
So it's like, that's not really, it's like kind of India.
No, I know. I get that, but it's still in there. It's still in the mix. Sorry.
No worries. Number six was the DR Congo. DR Congo, Dominican Republic of Congo.
Oh, I almost said the DRC. The Democratic Republic of Congo.
Sorry. The Congo, basically, yeah. Which is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I think of that as just a jungle, but just the growing, like Tom said.
Wait, where is where is that?
In the middle of South Africa.
Southern Africa. Yeah. Central Southern Africa. It's just as DRC.
Number seven, Indonesia. 320 million. Number eight, this was a big surprise to me, Ethiopia. Almost 300 million. Number nine, Tanzania. Africa, too?
Africa, yeah. That's another Africa trip, yeah.
And then number 10 is Egypt, which is Middle East, but crazy. Sort of on the continent of Africa.
I was going to say Egypt.
It's technically in Africa.
Yeah, I was going to say Egypt, but I pulled away because I just was thinking it was too far north, like thinking of Nigeria level.
Yeah.
I got a buddy. He's Egyptian. And we always talk and we're like, I was like, you know, like your country is in Africa. He's like, yeah, but I'm Middle Eastern. And I was like, well, what are you? Are you Middle Eastern or African? He's like, well, on Africa, but regionally, I'm from the Middle East.
See, I have a Middle Eastern
people
friend.
That's people from Queens.
I have a Middle Eastern friend and he calls himself African American. That's what he calls himself. So it's the total opposite.
It's people from Queens.
Yes.
Technically, I'm on the island of Long Island, but I'm from New York City.
Yeah, yeah. I'm impressed with us, Tom. I'm mainly impressed with you. You hit some really good ones. Nigeria and Indonesia.
Yeah.
I liked the Mexico pick. I did. And the Brazil pick. But I also like... I wish I brought up the Congo. So I got like, I'm big into, you guys might know this. You know that like, I'm like weirdly obsessed with maps.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you like those, RTS games.
Yeah. I've always like loved maps. So I follow these weird map Instagrams. Don't judge me. Okay. There's a lot of, there's no one memes in it, but it shows all these crazy facts and it started showing these things about all of like these African nations, and because they've been so war torn and they've gone through like so many like epidemics, is the average age of people is insanely young, like super super young. I wish I could pull it up right now, but you know, like between like, think about in the past like 50 years, like all of the like tragedy that's happened on the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
You know, between the AIDS epidemic, there's been like Ebola epidemics, there's been genocides. Mm. Like, listen, it goes back more than the past 50 years, it goes back hundreds of years. But that's why I was like gung ho on Africa. I'm like, they're about to boom.
Yeah, I thought Mexico was going to be. I thought that was going to be my sneaky pick or one of the guys who crept in the top, because I just feel that it's in that area where, I mean, yeah, you're going to be hot, but it's like Mexico is right below the U.S. and people travel to Mexico a ton for like vacations and things like that. So I could see people immigrating from, you know, other Central American countries to like move up to the, you know, what is that? Cancun. What is this over here? Oh my God. What is it? Tijuana, like things like that. Like, what is this? Cabo, like those kind of places. Like I deal a lot with traveling. Growing.
I'm looking at a chart right now. Over the last 60 years, they went from like 40 million to 130 million, but there's still a fraction of
Makes sense. I mean, I just didn't know that the African countries were going that crazy. I really didn't. I mean, you called it, Tom, and I was like, really, Africa? Like,
Africa's a massive...
No, I get that. I mean, Mexico is big. Mexico is bigger than Nigeria.
You ready for this? I just Googled the median age in Africa.
Yeah.
Just take... I know I like threw some numbers out there, but like... I mean, what would you guess?
29?
I mean,
the guess you already made.
I was going to say 32 or something like that.
Okay, it's 19.4 years old is the median age on the continent of Africa.
That's crazy. Oh, 19 shit. Years old. That's crazy.
The world's, hold on, let's see. The world's worldometers, world's 10 youngest populations are all in Africa.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Crazy. Well, look at that. Learn something new every day. I thought South Africa is always like part of that, you know, they're like always part of the Olympics. Like they're, like, when I think of Africa, I think of South Africa, like, as a, just a country I know, just because they're always, I don't know, are they still a part of the Great Britain flag? Are they still a part of that?
No, they're,
I don't know.
They're independent.
You talk about, like...
Like, under the, whatever, the rule, or...
I think that was all
Nelson Mandela, queen or the king or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right, Jake, Nelson Mandela. Interesting. Very interesting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised by the Africa. I really am.
Alrighty. Tammy, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll close this off. And it kind of fits a little bit with what we were talking about. So I was driving around for work. I was like kind of daydreaming a little bit. And, how did I come about this?
Oh God, here we go.
No.
The life story, Tom.
All right, I'm not going to go.
I emerged from the womb. It was a cold February day.
All right, so I'll get into it. If you could be part of any war, what would it be? But then I was starting to think about the answer, and I was like, well, I kind of think that we might have a unanimous decision. So I added the caveat. The war could be fictional or historical.
A fictional or historical war. Like, do we live through this war?
All right, yeah. You can you'll live through the war. Oh, I know why I was thinking of it, because I've been watching that show Peaky Blinders, and they're all World War I veterans. Oh, yeah. That's how.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually going through that show right now. I'm literally watching so much, my brain is thinking in English.
Like, oh, Peaky Blinders, you say?
Oh, I'm a fucking Peaky Blinder.
I'll go Star Wars, of course, but I'm gonna do the clones versus the droids. What is that, episode 1 into episode 2?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Preferably be a Jedi, but, you know, even if I'm a clone, whatever. I think going anything, like, way back in time is just ridiculous, because the state of what a human was treated like way back then is trash, so... Anything in real life, other than the Iraq war or some present day war where you're fighting for a civilized country that cares about how humans are treated, would be ridiculous in my opinion. But obviously want to live that fantasy life of shooting blasters or using a lightsaber, but also fighting an inanimate object, you know, you don't have to feel sympathy for killing a droid. You could really get on that vibe of these are the enemies and we're doing good. Would jab with me.
Yeah, but they're still fighting, like, those bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But it's so easy to hate a bug. You remember that Black Mirror episode where the soldiers, like, would see these monsters were, like, infesting their lands, the bugs, and then they take their eyeglasses off or whatever, and they realize they're actually just people. And
yeah, they volunteered to be brainwashed.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a wild episode.
The CIS is so portrayed as evil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah of course.
But the CIS is just so easily portrayed as evil. So
I can't disagree with you, Jake. Like that's a cool one, because I would also love to be a part of space battles. Like that would probably be
Yeah. And everything about it was badass.
I mean, especially if we had the caveat that you're living through this war and you're not dying. I don't see how you go wrong with that. But also, I mean, I'll go historical, and this is the answer that I think that most of us would pick, and that would just be World War II. Like, it's the greatest conflict that our humanity, our race has ever experienced. And, you know, to like be a part of that. And I feel terrible for anybody that ever has to go through war. But if there's a war that I would want to be a part of, it would be that, because those guys came home heroes. And it was, to me, it's like the last like manned war. Like, every war we're going to have now is like, it's like half automated. You don't even see the whites of the eyes of the enemy, basically. You know, you're just flying around in drones. I mean, listen, I'm not thank saying God. It's a thank God.
Seriously, that's horrible.
If the U.S. Army is listening, never let Steven be a drone pilot, because he'll just be sitting at his computer desk eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, my God. Hey, bombs, little Timmy, cross the street, get your ball.
Boo! All right. It is so funny that you say this. I have my answer, but I'm... Which is freaky, what we're talking about. But I have my answer, but I want to talk about Tom's answer, because I'm gonna give you an honest, real reason why I would never do World War II, and that's severe PTSD. And you see that in that show Peaky Blinders, especially in a time when, you know...
Well, World War One was a little...
Yeah, I mean, listen, any war you fight in where you literally kill a human being, I think it's bad. But they started really looking at it, obviously, in recent... I mean, they've known about it for a while, but like recently it's been like a huge push and it's becoming a commonly known thing. And I have complete and utter sympathy for anybody who has PTSD, and rightfully so.
Yeah, even just, I mean, we've all seen the pictures, but, you know, obviously, yeah. I'd be proud to be an American troop who was freeing Auschwitz or whatever, but... To experience that in real life would just be so scarring that it's, you know, obviously all of war is scarring, but that to me is like another level.
And, you know, and my funny answer is going to be, I would never want to be a part of World War II, because every single fucking piece of media nowadays is World War II related. So you could not enjoy any movie that's World War II. You cannot enjoy any video game that's World War II. Because I feel like you'd just be reliving it, or... it would just become too real. I mean, I've never been in a war, so I don't know. And everybody has their different, you know, experiences with PTSD and their experiences in war. But I feel like I would be the kind of person that would be very introverted and don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about what I did, you know, even if it was a life or a death situation. Like, I don't want to be the kind of person that hurts anybody else. And I think I would really take that to heart. And I wouldn't want to even acknowledge that it existed. Which might not be healthy, but it would honestly ruin a lot of movies. It would ruin a lot of entertainment that people would have that I just wouldn't have.
Well, I would also be a medic.
Okay. I didn't realize we were picking roles in the war, too. I'm going to be the president. I'm going to be the president of the United States.
I could be a medic, right?
Yeah. All right, so my answer is going to be from a book by Ernest Cline called Armada. And basically, the war is like... essentially exactly what you talked about, where a guy, it is literally a video game where a guy takes over a ship in a drone, and it's like a futuristic drone, and he's just really good at it, but he basically fights other ships that are all just drones, and like you lose a drone, but then you just like reload another one, so it's like you have lives, and you just try and kill as much as you can with whatever drone you have.
So does someone feed you the cheeseburger while you're flying your drones, or do you have to do it yourself?
I was thinking it's just a tube. It's just a feed tube that's going into me. I'm just thinking I just go up, and I just like suck from the
South Park. Wow,
I suck from the tube.
Didn't you already do this when you played WoW for days and days and days in your early college years?
Yeah, I get in a little trouble. But anyway, so I would, because you don't have the risk of dying. And I think like for me, I think I would work better in a situation where I know I wasn't going to die. Like I wouldn't be hesitant I would be.
But we also told you that you don't have the risk of dying, period.
Yeah, I know. But even if that wasn't part of it, I would just say that I would choose that just because it's
my problem with your ideology. And it kind of taps back into last week, Stephen, where we're talking about the purpose of life. We almost even touched on and, you know, whether hard work is necessary or not. But it's like, if I was in this war you're talking about, I wouldn't even feel proud if we won, because it's just like, you were sitting at a computer screen. You're not really sacrificing. You know, if your drones died, you would just be like, oh, I lost. Okay, now I'm a part of this new country. Or if your drones win, okay, good. I did great for my country. But to actually be the one on the battlefield fighting it is, I don't know, shows sacrifice, shows discipline. It's would be make you proud to be part of a great war.
The veterans of World War II, you've never seen guys more proud coming home. For what they did, than those soldiers.
I disagree. I think I'm not saying that there aren't people who are proud to be Americans, but I think that there is also the other end of that, which is they come back and they are not the same person that they left as, and that they are not proud. They're not proud to be American because they didn't want to fight in the first place, and they literally were. They're literally a shell of their former self, and they blame a lot, to their country that they fought for. I'm not saying that that's everybody. And again, you know, ultimate respect to anybody who fights, but you know, and the reason why I picked this is, I get what you're saying, Jake, but honestly, ideally I wouldn't want to put anybody, like, I don't think I could be the one that goes, that says, oh, hey, you battalion, go in, risk your lives for this country. I don't think I could do that because,
so, let me ask this question real quick. China, or maybe we use a fake country, I don't know, or fuck it. China nukes Los Angeles tomorrow. Are any of you guys going to enlist, or are you going to wait to be drafted?
Well, Steve is going to volunteer for drone duty.
Get in quick, so you're only on drone duty.
Get in real quick.
No, see, like, it's, and I hate to make China, yeah, I got no issue with China, really, but
whatever, it doesn't matter. Bad country nukes whatever, us. Yes. We go to war with and any
it's
country.
A situation any country, where it's, any country nukes us.
Yes, you don't want to, I don't want to hurt anybody either, but if it comes to a point of pride and I'm going to defend my country, I'm going to defend my family, my future kids from being nuked themselves, I would be proud to be the one fighting. And if in that situation, I'm the guy who sits at a computer screen all day, and then the war ends and we won and I go home, I would be like, oh yeah, like I worked here, but I wouldn't like be like, fuck yeah, America, like I risked my life for my country. Whereas if I'm a troop on the ground doing real shit, I come home proud, hopefully not a shell of what I would used to be. Yes, I agree with you, that's a concern, but if I go, I do my duty, I risk my life, whether or not I kill somebody and I'm okay, whatever, but you know, I think that's the idea Tom was trying to hit at, being a part of a great war, you know, which war
I get it.
Pick.
I get it. And I get the whole being a nationalist, and I think you can do that without having to fight in a war and kill somebody. You could do that by any one of us could go and volunteer as a fireman and be a part of our communities, but none of us do that. I mean, you know, there are certain things that, I agree with you, Jake. Like, yeah, it's great. Like, I would also love to play for the 49ers and say, oh, I'm a 49er. I won the Super Bowl with them. But you know what? Like, I shouldn't have to go and kill somebody to be proud of where I live. Like, I feel like I would, I'm not saying I would, honestly, if we got nuked, would I be on the front person ready to enlist? No, but if I got chosen, I would like to think I would be the first guy in, last guy out. Like, that's the kind of person that I am. I would not be happy with being the guy sitting in a room on a computer screen just bombing the fuck out of civilians. Like, I don't want to be that person either. I think if I'm willing to kill somebody, I think I would have to put myself on the line for that. But at the same time, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, this is a hard question because there's so many people that do it willingly. And, you know, to stress it enough, like, I really have the utmost respect for them because I don't know. I don't do it willingly. Like, we all had the chance to do it, and I definitely did not do it willingly. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to say.
Tom, you enlisting or you getting drafted?
I think I'd enlist in that situation.
You would.
I would. And like, I mean, listen. I mean, currently, yes. If I have a wife and kids, it might be different. But then it also, I mean, it depends on the circumstances too. You know, like to me, World War II, like the stakes were high enough that it was like you go and fight for our country. You go and fight, or your lives and your family's lives are in jeopardy, and at least they're at least in jeopardy of changing. They may be in jeopardy for their actual lives, you know. So you want to protect your friends, your neighbors, your wife, your kids. So I think that I would in a war on that scale. And anyone that nukes the United States today, there's going to be a war on that scale.
I would say that I'm, as much as I would like to think that, I honestly don't think they would have a draft. In fact, I think we're all, I don't know, I'm actually in the draft. I don't know if you guys are. If you registered to vote, you're automatically in this.
No, so technically, like, I think the selective service, that's what it's called, ends at 26.
Okay, regardless. I guess we're too old for it now, but I really think that the U.S. has such a powerful army. I don't know if one individual country nuked us, I don't know if they would need our help. They definitely wouldn't need my help. I would be the guy that's like, I'll catch up.
They just need a bunch of meat bags, Steven. You're one of them.
Timmy, cheeseburger, now.
I don't know. Plus, I think it'd be cool to be in a future world where, you know, we're all fighting with drones. And it's just basically a video game tournament to see who wins. All the esports guys would be like leaders of our leaders of our country.
Could you imagine that? Like,
oh, jeez. Alrighty. Lovely week. By the way, I'm definitely enlisting. I don't know if that was necessary to say, but already talked to my wife about that scenario. But anyway, shoot it over to Steven to sign us off.
All right. Well, as always, guys, I'm right. You guys are wrong. Thank you very much, beggars. Appreciate it. Catch us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Actively begging.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
Hate Steven. Bye, beggars.